Shrinadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama harinama harinamaiva kivalam kadao nastyeva 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 gatiranyata. So we are coming to the end of our Bhagavad Gita study here. And when we finish Bhagavad Gita, we're going to start a new book, Bhagavad Gita. We are in chapter 18. We are in text number 63. I wish Kamlesh was here, because his verse is coming. Yes. So first, the title of chapter 18, conclusion. As Prabhupada writes in the purports, Bhagavad Gita is actually finished in 17 chapters. Chapter 18 is a re-summarization of the entire contents. Then, perfection of renunciation. Renunciation is one of the six opulences of Godhead, Bhagavan. Aishvarasya samagrasya viryasya yashasa sriya jnana vairagyos chaiva shanam bhaga itingana. Parashara Muni composed that verse, giving us the six opulences. And last week, when I was speaking at Radharaman Temple, I mentioned that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimati Radharani personifies the six opulences. I found that very interesting that the Chaitanya Charitamrita said that she epitomizes, she personifies those six opulences. So, this word, renunciation, Srila Prabhupada explains it throughout his purports, that renunciation has two sides. You need both. One side of renunciation is a dislike, a lessening, a decreasing of material sense gratification. As devotees, we have to make sure that our material fever is not increasing. As Srimati Kunti Devi says in one of her prayers to Krishna, that those who are intoxicated with material life, they cannot chant your name with sincere feeling because they're too much absorbed in sense gratification. And as Prabhupada says, the idea is to bring the material fever down. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they brought it down to the bare minimum. Haridas Thakur also. Prabhupada, by his example, gave us a very feasible idea. It begins with the four regulative principles. If you agree to follow those four regulative principles strictly, then you are sufficiently renounced. But even as householders, we have to be careful that our material desires are not consuming us and not taking us away from chanting, from studying, from performing devotional service. We have to be careful that our material life is not going up, 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 up. It has to be coming down, 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 down. The other side of renunciation has to be attachment to Krishna. And attachment to Krishna means attachment to Krishna's service. That's how you demonstrate your love for Krishna. Anybody can say, I love God, I love, yeah. But actions speak louder than words. So your devotional activities demonstrates to Krishna your love for him. And we are encouraged throughout the scriptures to perform 1, 2, 3, up to 9 different kinds of devotional activities. And the example of Maharaj Ambarish, how he was practicing all 9. But if you can become attached to even one, you can achieve perfection. Shukadev achieved perfection by speaking. Parikshit became perfect by hearing. Prahlad Maharaj became perfect by remembering. Lakshmiji became perfect by serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Prithu Maharaj became perfect by worshiping. Arjun by friendship. Hanuman by service. And Bali Maharaj by giving everything. Complete self-surrender. As we studied last week, that when Vamanadeva took everything away with 2 steps, then after the sacrifice was done, Vamanadeva said to Bali, okay, you promised me 3, but with 2, I have taken everything. You still owe me 3rd step. And Bali said, that's all right. I have my head. You can place your 3rd step on my head. And Prabhupada, on one recording where he's explaining the Dashavatar Stotram, and he comes to that, Prabhupada says, by that action, by Bali saying, my Lord, I still have my head, Prabhupada says, Bali purchased the Lord by that activity. And if you read in the Bhagavatam, what happened? Even though Bali was sent down to this low Sutala planet, which is towards the end of the universe, above Patala, but still below, way down there, that Vamanadeva became his doorkeeper. And when Ravana came to conquer, and I like to make the joke, Vamanadeva is the original soccer player because he kicked Ravana from Bali's kingdom, kicked him back to where he came from. This is mentioned in Bhagavatam. So Bali Maharaj Bali Maharaj conquered heaven. Vamanadeva had to trick him. Chalayasi Vikramane Balimadbhuta Vamana. The only way Indra and the demigods could get back their kingdom, Vamanadeva had to cheat. Chalayasi. He had to trick. Otherwise, Bali legit conquered the heavenly planets. So even though Vamanadeva, and it's mentioned, Bali knew he was going to be cheated. He knew. He said, I don't care.
I think his guru told me also.
Yes, his guru said, I curse you. Actually, Shukracharya cursed him. If you don't listen to me, I curse you, you're going to lose everything. Mm-hmm. And Shukracharya could see that what Vamanadeva was going to do. He knew it. He saw it. So, Bali said, even if he is Vishnu, let him do it. Go ahead, let him do it. I don't think any of you in business are going to let that. You're not going to do that. Somebody knowing is, you know someone's going to cheat you. You're not going to say, yeah, go ahead, cheat me. You'll not do that. Neither should you. Don't imitate Bali unless it's with God. Okay? But because Bali is actually a devotee, Mahabhagavat, He allowed himself to be tricked, cheated, everything taken away. But as a result, in the next turn, he becomes Indra. In the next cycle, Bali becomes, and this planet Sutala was created by Vamanadeva for Bali, and it's actually better than heaven in terms of sense gratification from that angle. There are more that they're called, it's called subterranean heavenly planets below the earth, but, and it's described in the fifth canto, how they enjoy great uninterrupted sense gratification. Hare. Very good. Everybody chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.